the wild turkey I named Lilith. She scratches snow beneath our crabapple, white flakes gathering on her feathers. She seems content, if turkeys can feel that way, pecks at spilled birdseed from our feeder, eats a bit of stale bread I crumbled there yesterday. Her silhouette against the winter white morning makes me happy in that undefinable way I feel from beings whose language I don't speak. I worry she's lonely. Every time I've seen her, no other turkeys gather around. Once she flew onto our deck, eyed us through the patio door, strutted along the deck rail with an "I'm a badass" walk. She assessed our white pines before flying up to a sturdy branch to roost for the night. That was when I named her Lilith, for her refusal to be subservient to some strutting tom. Our garden could be her new Eden. Now she lingers in our front yard, certain we won't harm her. In the thickening snowfall, Lilith's focus is on food. Her big feet clear her dirt plate. She knows how to satisfy her own hunger.